The first chapter of Hilchos Shcheinim, the laws concerning neighbors. There is no particular mitzvah in these halachas. These halachas describe rules and regulations that are necessary to be known in order to fulfill other mitzvahs. The Rambam begins saying, Inyan elu ha-halochis, the subject matter of these halochis is leida, to know, din chiluk ha-karkois, laws concerning the division of real estate property bein ha-shutfim, between partners who owned it jointly, v'harchokas nezek, and avoidance of causing injury or damage, kol echad mehem mishchenoi, to avoid each one damaging or injuring his neighbor, umibal hametzah shaloi, or avoiding each person damaging or injuring the one who owns adjoining property. V'din bal hametzah, and also certain other laws concerning people who own adjoining property. Ubeir kol adinim ha'elu b'prokim elu, and all of these laws are explained in detail in these chapters. Perek Rishon, chapter 1, halacha aleph. The law applies equally in all cases of partnership. That is, in the case where one person bought half the field, or actually the rights of half the field, from his fellow man who previously owned the whole field, or if two people jointly bought the field from one, or two people, two brothers or two cousins, jointly inherited a field, or one field was given to them jointly as a gift, or the two of them jointly acquired it in partnership from land that was previously ownerless, or they acquired it from the property of a ger, a convert to Judaism who had died and left no relatives to inherit him. What we mean to say is, in short, in any case where there is a partnership on a piece of real estate between two people, echot min ashutfim, and in any of these cases, if one of the partners desired lechalik, to separate and dissolve the partnership, velitil chelke levadoi, and he himself should take his own share for his exclusive use, then the law is as follows: im yesh ba'isa karka din chaluke, if that piece of real estate is large enough so that the law allows one to force a division. How large this has to be, we will learn, beginning with Halacha Dalet. However, if it's large enough that he can force the division and separation, then koifa as shor hashutfim, then this partner who desires to separate can force all the other partners to agree to it, and they must share it with him and separate. If, however, the land was not large enough so that he could force a separation, then no one partner can force the other to divide the property. And so the law applies in certain cases of movable property. When does this law apply that he can only force a division and separation if the land is large enough? If they both own it jointly and there is no part of the land that either one can say, this is my share. You cannot identify which is whose share. In the place where they are partners. But it's a kind of a partnership where each of them owns the entire property. If the nature of the property was, however, that each one of them could identify which was his share, then, even though it's not large enough ordinarily to force a separation, in this case, each one of them can force the other to separate and divide it, and make a separation between the part that belongs to one and the part that belongs to the other. Halacha Beis, echad min ashutfim she'omer lechaveroi, if one of the partners proposed to his fellow partner, b'mokim she'ein b'din chaluka, in a place where it's not large enough that you can force a separation, if he proposed as follows, or if it's a thing that's large enough, but you cannot possibly separate it. Kigoyin Shifcha, it was a female slave. If they both jointly owned a female slave, you can't cut her in half and each one take a half. Oikeli, or it was a utensil. If you break it in half, it's worthless. In such a case, however, each one, if he proposed to the other, Mechoyli Chelkecha, you sell me your share, bekach bekach, I offer you so much and so much, oy kenei mimeni, or you buy out my share, kashar hazeh, according to this price, hadin imoy, then the law gives him the option of doing so. V'koifenes ha-nitva limcher l'chaveri oy liknes mimenu, and the one to whom this proposition was made is forced to agree to it and either sell it to the proposer or buy from him. This is, however, when the one who made the proposition gave the other one the choice, either sell me or buy from me. Aval, im ein hateveya reitza liknes, if, however, the one who made this proposition does not desire to buy, or he doesn't have any money to buy out the other person's share, then ein yochel lokuf es chaveri liknes mimenu, he cannot force the other one to buy his share from him. Afilu kishar hazoil, even if he proposes to sell it to him for cheaper than the ordinary price. Shehare chavere yochel loy maloy, because the other one can say to him, Eini roitze she'ekne ela shemke, I don't want to buy your share, I'm willing to sell you my share. Lefichach, therefore, since the rule is that if he cannot buy the other person's share, he cannot force the other person to buy his share, a case where there were shnei achim, there were two brothers, echad oni ve'echad osher, one of them was a poor man and the other one was a wealthy person, shehiniach lohem aviyam merchatz, and their father died and left them over property. He left them a bathhouse, or a beis habad, or a building, a factory building, where there was an olive press. Then the rule is as follows, imasom ha'ov l'schar, if the father had made these properties as commercial property, that is, the bathhouse was a commercial bathhouse where people would bathe and pay money, or the olive press was a commercial olive press where farmers would bring their olives and press them and pay money, then haschar liemtza, then this is divided, they continue in the commercial use of this property, and the profit that comes in is divided between the two brothers. Kozman sheyirtzu la'amid b'shutfus, so long as they desire to remain partners in it. If, however, osam hov la'atzmoy, it was not a commercial property, the father had made it for his own personal use, ein yochel lochiv ochiv lahaskir oisam, then neither one can force the other one to convert it to commercial use, even though the poor brother has no real use for the bathhouse and he has no real use for the olive press, since he has no large household to bathe in the bathhouse and he has no olives to press in the olive press, he cannot force his brother to convert it into a commercial property so that they can divide the profits. They continue to use this property the way their father used it for their personal use. And even though the poor man, brother has no use for it, nevertheless, the wealthy brother can say to the poor brother, go out and buy olives, even though he knows that he has no money to buy it, and come and press them here in the olive press. He can say, go out and buy slaves, and let them come and bathe in the bathhouse, even though the poor man has no money to do such a thing. And since the poor brother does not have the means to buy the wealthy brother's share, therefore he cannot force the wealthy brother to buy his share. Ellen kein amaloi, unless he proposes to him as follows, kinei mimeni, you buy my share, oy mechoyerli, or sell me your share, vahareini loive vekoina, and wait until I can borrow money and buy it. Oy moichel acherim, or arrange it so that I can sell out my share to others, before I've bought it from you, the koinim, and then I will buy it. Hadinimoy. Then the law allows him to say such a thing. Oma kol echad mehem. If each of them says, Eini koina, el lahareini moiche chelki. If each of the two partners is willing to dissolve the partnership, but neither of them wants to buy out the other, each of them says, I want to sell my share. Moiche moise lacherim. So then they can jointly sell it to some other third party. Oma kol echad mehem. If each of them says, Eini moiche, I don't want to sell. Each one of them wants only to buy out the other person's share. Neither one wants to sell. Or neither of them wants to buy or sell the other person's share, or sell his share to the other. Ela yishar shutvim baguf. They want to remain partners in the property itself. Hey chaymoisim, what are they to do? Then the rule is as follows. If the place was a commercial property that was rented out, then they rent it, and they divide the profits, the rental that comes in. That is, even though they had previously used it personally, they can now convert it to commercial use. If it's, however, something that cannot be rented out, then the rule is as follows. If it's a courtyard, then they live in it a year at a time. 1 year, one partner lives there. The other year, another partner lives there. Why did they say a year at a time? It's not possible to force them, both of them, to live there at once. Because each one looks at the other one and invades his privacy. Because we're talking about a small piece of property that it cannot be divided. If you divide it, there's nothing left worthwhile. And in such a small property, two of them cannot possibly live there without each one invading the other's privacy. And you do not make it for a period of less than a year, because nobody will go to the trouble of moving from one courtyard to another every 30 days. Therefore, we said a year at a time. Ella, mishana l'shana. Therefore, it goes a year at a time. That's if it's a courtyard. If it's a bathhouse, nichnosim l'shneim tamid b'chol yoim. Then we do not take turns, but both of them can use it constantly every day. Because a bathhouse, both can use it once. V'chein kol dover sharoi l'shtamish b'tamid. And so anything which is used constantly, v'einei osi l'schar, and it cannot be rented out, kigoin merchatz, a bathhouse, oi matzah, or a sheet, oi sefer Torah, or a sefer Torah, ein yochel loy maloy. A person cannot, one partner cannot say to the other, hishtamish ata yoim v'ani yoim, you use it one day and I'll use it another day. Shehare yoim maloy, because the other one can say to him, b'chol yoim v'ani reitzi l'shtamish, but I want to use it each day, I don't want to take turns. And so they both use it each day. Halochi gimel, ein echot haseichem mechaveri miktis chotzer. If one person rented from another part of his courtyard, or soda, or part of his field, shein badin chaluka, and we're talking about a courtyard or a field that's not large enough to force a division, or shnayim shesachru makim echon b'shutvis, or if two people jointly rented one place from a third party, kol echad mehem yochel lochofes chaveri, in such a case, even though it's rented and not purchased, each one can force the other one, v'loy maloy, and say to him, oy schoir mimeni chelki, either you rent out my share from me, oy haske li chelkecho, or rent to me your share. V'im yesh badin chaluka, if it's large enough to force a division, then choylkim, then they can separate and divide it, and each one will continue to rent his share. Halocha dalid, ei zehu din chaluka, what is the law concerning division? What is considered a property that's big enough to force a division? Kol she'ilu yecholik lefi hashutvim, any property that's large enough, that if it's divided according to the shares owned by each of the partners, yagia lepochel shebehem, then the smallest of the partners will receive chelek sheshem hakol karui alav, a portion which is large enough to continue to bear the same name, the same title as the whole thing. We will explain this in detail shortly. Avalim ein shem hakol nikra la chelek. If, however, the smallest partner will receive a portion which is so small that it cannot be called by the same name as the whole thing, ein badin chalukah, then you cannot force a separation. Ketzad, for example, what does this mean? Kol chotzer she'ein bo arba amis, al arba amis, ein akruya chotzer, a courtyard that's not a size of 4 cubits by 4 cubits, is not entitled to the name courtyard. In any field that's not large enough to plant 9 kabin of seeds, ein akruya sada, is not worthy of the name field. In any garden, which is not large enough to plant a half a kav of vegetables, ein akruya gina, it's not worthy of the name garden. Pardis, in any orchard, that's an orchard of trees or vines, she'ein bo kedei zriyas shloisha kabim, that's not large enough to plant 3 kabin of fruit, ein ekori pardis, it's not worthy of the name orchard. Lefichach, therefore, ein choyukim es achotzer, you cannot force a division of a courtyard, that she'ia arba amis l'cholechot ve'echot min ashutvim, unless, after the division, each of the partners will receive a share that's at least 4 cubits by 4 cubits, so that it's still called a courtyard. The lawyer says, nor do you force a division of a field, unless it's large enough that after the division, each one will receive a share that you can plant 9 kabin of grain in it. The lawyer's hagina, nor can you force a division of a garden, unless after the division, each and every partner will receive a place big enough to grow half a cob of vegetables, so that it will still be called garden. The lawyer's apartis, nor do you force a division of an orchard, unless after the division, there will remain to each partner a place large enough to grow 3 kabin of fruit, that is a place that's still called orchard. Bamed dvarim amurim, when do these rules apply that you need these sizes that we mentioned here? Be'eretz Yisrael v'chayotzei bo, in Eretz Yisrael or similar countries where real estate is very valuable. Aval be'bavel v'chayotzei bo, but in Bavel and other countries where real estate is cheap, and cholkim es hasada, we do not divide a field, unless the field is large enough that after the division, each one will be left with a big enough field to give him a day's work of plowing. Veloyas apardis, nor do we force a separation in an orchard, unless there will remain after the division 36 trees to this partner and 36 trees to the other. Kedei avoidus adam echad b'yoyim echad, because caring for trees, 36 trees, is a day's work for a person to care for it. Visada shemashki moisa bekli, if it's a field that needs extra work because there's no irrigation and you have to carry water in with a container and pour water on it, you do not force a division unless the field is of the size that a worker can fill up the containers and pour water on it in a day's work, and there's enough for a day's work for this one and a day's work for this one. Halacha hey, ein cholkim es hatraklin, we do not divide a palace. Veloyas hamoiran, a moiran is a large hall. Veloyas hashoivach, or a chicken coop. Veloyas beis habad, or a building that contains an olive press. Veloyas hamerchatz, nor a bathhouse. Veloyas hatalis, or a talis, is not divided. Acheyehei b'chol chelik mehem kedei lazeh, kedei lazeh. Unless it's sufficiently large that each share will be enough for each of the partners now to use by himself. In Merchatz Cholku, if we're dividing a bathhouse, we do not force a division unless each of the halves that we divide it into is enough to be a freestanding bathhouse by itself. If it's a chicken coop, we do not force a division unless each share is big enough to serve as a chicken coop by itself. V'chein betalis, and so also a talis, we do not force a division unless when you cut it in half, each half is big enough to be a talis by itself. U'bishar kol hadvarim, or any other thing. Ein b'hem kedei lazeh, kedei lazeh. In all of these cases, if there's not a sufficient size, so that if you divide it, each one will have enough to use by himself, Maile Moisei Bedomim, then we either buy it or sell it for money. And each partner has the option of saying to his other partner, either you sell me your share or you buy from me my share. If one of them, if it's a property that's not large enough to divide, and each one will have his proper share, if one of them proposes to the other, let us divide it nevertheless. And we'll divide it, and you take a piece that's big enough for you to use by itself, and we will not divide it equally. You take a bigger piece that's big enough for you, and I am willing to take a smaller piece, even though it's smaller than the amount required by law. I'll take the smaller, and you take the bigger piece. He cannot force such a division. Ain shaymin loy. We do not listen to such a proposition. Shahareyoy meloy, because the other one can say to him, I don't want to do that. Ain ritzoyni likach matana, I do not want to take any gift from you. Elohoyul v'ain badin chaluka, and since this is not big enough to divide equally, and each one will get a big enough share, b'shavet, it's not big enough to divide equally, hareyonu mailim bedomim, we will not divide it, but one of us will buy the other person's share out for money.